Leonard Nimoy will, of course, be forever associated with his most famous role as Spock on the original Star Trek.
What are you called?
I'm called Spock.
Even your name is strange. Forgive me. I've never seen anyone who looks like you.
Nimoy has had a successful acting career ever since Star Trek, and he even wrote two books analyzing his own identity, one called I Am Not Spock, one called I Am Spock. But Nimoy's now working on another artistic passion that has a lot to do with exploration of identity and self. His latest photo exhibition is called Secret Selves. It's on exhibit now at Mass MoCA. That's the Massachusetts Museum of Contemporary Art. It's also at the R. Mickelson Galleries in Northampton, Massachusetts. And Leonard, your new exhibit is hardly your first. You've been a photographer, as I understand, since you were in your teens.
Yeah, the photography's been in my life for many, many years. I've been concentrating on it much more heavily in the last 15 years or so. And it's true I have had exhibitions in other museums, And in group shows, and in some cases in solo exhibitions. But this is a special one for me. I have a great respect for Mass MoCA, the Massachusetts Museum of Contemporary Art. And to have a solo exhibition there, I would say it's my first solo exhibition in a major museum. And they've done a wonderful job of presenting the work, and I'm very proud of it.
Well, it's called Secret Selves,
right.
and in it you've asked ordinary people you've asked them who they are. And try to photograph and also videotape their descriptions of their secret self. And you, who has been a photographer all your life and yet is known to the world as a star on Star Trek, that kind of reflects your own secret self, does it not?
Well, it does, except that my secret self isn't so secret anymore, is it?
Unless there's another secret self you haven't told us about.
I've acted out all of my secret selves over the past 60 years of my career as an actor. I really don't think there's much hidden anymore about various aspects of my identity. But this particular process with these people was really quite exhilarating, to discover that people have so much about themselves that they're willing to bring out and put in front of a camera that typically their family, friends, other people don't get to see. It's an aspect of themselves that they don't get to express very often.
There's another of videos that accompany the exhibition, and you're speaking to them. I want to play you a clip of a video. This is Scott. He's a musician. His day job is writing and performing music for preschoolers, but his dream is to be a pop star.
Right.
I write music for kids now.
Yeah.
So I do play for preschoolers and do book signings for little kids and, you know, play funny songs for them and that kind of thing. But, you know, that's a bunch of screaming kids and not a bunch of screaming teenage girls, you know? It's a little different.
So that is Scott, and it's relatively, I mean, he's actually pretty forthcoming, but some of the people that you interviewed and photographed were really shy and embarrassed and vulnerable. They had a tough time.
I'm not sure that I would say they were embarrassed. They were shy, yes. Terribly vulnerable, absolutely. I was very touched by what they brought into the room in the way of vulnerability and availability. In some cases, it took a little conversation to find out what it was that they were trying to express, and a little work sort of as a director to try to find the best way to express it photographically. But I wouldn't say shy. I'm more inclined to say curious, concerned, available, creative, terribly creative. Some of the people were very funny, and some were very, very touching.
If you don't mind, I want to play for you one more clip from one of the videos that you did. This is Natalie, who was talking about her secret self.
Yeah.
Are you nervous?
Yeah, I think so. I left a marriage. I lost my soulmate 6 years ago, and I was celibate in my marriage for 10 years, and I've been celibate for 7 and alone.
Mm-hmm.
And I have not disrobed in front of anybody,
uh-huh.
And this is therapy for me.
Uh-huh.
I wanted to ask if you felt that the photos need to be seen in conjunction with the stories of these people, that the video, maybe not just the videos, but the stories of these people or a descriptor of them,
well,
is needed to understand
question.
Them.
I think the images stand alone and tell their own story, but the video is very helpful in understanding what the project is all about and how the photographs came about, because you see me talking to the subjects and then photographing them, so you understand how we arrived at the photographs. As a matter of fact, the catalog of the show that's been published by Mass Mocha, it contains the entire video as well. There's a copy of the video with each of the catalogs. So people who are getting the catalog are getting the video as well, which I think is a wonderful way to present the work.
So you say that everyone pretty much knows most of the details of your life. Are you saying that if a photographer wanted to get a profile of you as your secret self, you wouldn't be able to take that picture?
Are we back to that again? Keep digging. You might find something.
Well, let's see how shy Leonard Nimoy is. Leonard, you're not going to remember this. Maybe you will. But in 1974, we were in Summerstock together in the play Six Rooms Riverview at the Cherry County Playhouse in northern Michigan. Do you possibly remember that?
I do. I remember it very well. I remember my pants split open one night.
That's right. Now, what was great about that experience for me as a teenager was, we were thrilled that you came, and you actually flew in on your own plane. You were a photographer then, and we knew all about that. You brought your daughter Julie,
right,
as I recall.
Right.
And we were told as apprentices at the Cherry County Playhouse that if any mention was made of Spock, we would be fired summarily at that point.
you poor frightened people.
But it seems I've thought of that so much since, because in many ways the story of your life is about embracing your secret life, or the life that you don't want maybe people to know you by, and finding redemption, because you eventually turn that around. You embrace Spock, and now you're just a superstar beyond it. Because at that moment in Summerstock, it didn't seem to me you were at your peak.
Well, it's a very funny story, John, and I remember it very well. It was a beautiful resort town.
Yep.
We had a lovely time there up in northern Michigan. As far as the Spock thing is concerned, I can't imagine why anybody would tell you that you couldn't mention Spock around me or be fired. I think that's terrible.
They were so scared.
Look, I'm a very, very happy, a very grateful person. Ever since we went on the air with Star Trek in 1966, I have never, never, never needed to worry about work or income or be able to support my family. Not many actors have had the kind of wonderful ride and opportunity that I have had to act in places like the Cherry County Playhouse and other theaters all around the United States, Broadway a couple of times, acted in various countries around the world and played all kinds of roles. I'm a very grateful, happy guy. And it's good to hear from you.
It's great to be reunited again.
You know, I got to ask you, Shakespeare wanted to be remembered for his sonnets, and, you know, although people appreciate them, he's remembered for his plays. Does it matter to you which part of your artistic life you're remembered for?
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt about what I will leave behind in the way of a story. It's pretty obvious that Spock has had an enormous impact on an awful lot of people all over the world. My photography is a niche. There are some people who appreciate it and want to own it and have it in their homes. There's some people who want to come to a museum and see it, and I'm very moved and touched by that. It's a way for me to continue to express myself, and I'm very grateful that I have this outlet.
Well,
but there's not much doubt for me about what my legacy will be.
That is Leonard Nimoy, actor and photographer. Thank you so much for joining us.